is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 22nd of January, 2010. It was on this day, 1938, Thornton Wilder's play Our Town premiered at the MacArthur Theater in Princeton, New Jersey, about the fictional town of Grover's Corners, New Hampshire, Emily Webb and George Gibbs, children in the first act, in the second act, they marry, in the third, Emily has died in childbirth, and she's looking back from beyond the grave with other dead citizens of Grover's Corner, and she decides to revisit the happiest day of her life, her 12th birthday. Thornton Wilder had trouble writing that third act. It finally came to him when he was in Zurich. He was entertaining a friend who was probably also his lover, Samuel Stewart. The two of them stayed up until dawn to hear the bells of Zurich. There was some drinking going on. It was raining. They were looking for an umbrella. And Thornton Wilder wrote the last act of Our Town, beginning with the graveyard scene, with the umbrellas. And he told Samuel Stewart that the graveyard scene came from Stewart's complaining about his feet getting wet as he was walking home. The play was revolutionary for its time. Wilder had decided not to use scenery, almost no props. He wanted his play to be more like the great Greek tragedies, and the dead people sitting in the cemetery commented, much like a Greek chorus. From Princeton, the play went on to Boston, where it was a flop. It got bad reviews, played to half-empty houses. Some audience members walked out. But two influential New York theater critics, Brooks Atkinson and Alexander Wolcott, convinced the director and producer to give it another try and bring it to New York. And it did better there. And it won the Pulitzer Prize for Drama, 1938. And it's now estimated that, on average, Our Town is performed at least once every night somewhere in the world. It's the birthday of the novelist Aaron Kyle, born in Peoria, 1978, grew up in Colorado, the town of Grand Junction. She liked horses, she took riding lessons, competed in horse shows, went off to college, and while she was in grad school, she wrote a short story called Foaling Season about a girl who lives on a horse ranch in a town called Desert Valley. It was published in the Atlantic Monthly, won the National Magazine Award for Fiction, and she turned it into a novel called The God of Animals. The Foaling Season is the first chapter of the book, and The God of Animals became a bestseller. The God of Animals, which begins 6 months before Polly Kane drowned in the canal, my sister Nona ran off and married a cowboy. Here's a poem for today by W.S. Merwin, entitled By Dark. When it is time, I follow the black dog into the darkness that is the mind of day. I can see nothing there but the black dog, the dog I know, going ahead of me, not looking back. Oh, it is the black dog I trust now, in my turn, after the years when I had all the trust of the black dog, through an age of brightness and through shadow, on into the blindness of the black dog, where the rooms of the dark were already known and had no fear in them for the black dog leading me carefully up the blind stairs. By Dark, a poem by W.S. Merwin. From The Shadow of Sirius, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the NEA and Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org or find them on Twitter for more information. And by PBS, presenting Jane Austen's Emma, a new adaptation from Masterpiece Classic, is filled with matchmaking mischief and stars Johnny Lee Miller, Michael Gambon, and Romola Gary, Sunday night at 9, 8 Central, on PBS. Written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor inviting you to join us for a special Cinecast performance of A Prairie Home Companion, Thursday, February 4th at a movie theater near you. You can get more information at prairiehome.org.